from Evie Online Rag. Man-hating feminism is turning us into narcissists. Oh, it's man-hating feminism. It's not just feminism that is by its very nature man-hating. Oh, no. Feminism by itself isn't man-hating, but it's been turned into that. There's a certain type of feminism that's man-hating. It's not feminism itself. Oh, no, no. Even though the ideology of feminism teaches all women that men are evil oppressors and enslavers of women, but feminism is not by its very nature man-hating. I see. Okay. Continue. So interesting. Yeah, feminism isn't what it used to be, and it's sad. Oh, it really? It's not what it used to be? Or could it be it is exactly what it has always been, but you feminazis just haven't been comfortable with being completely and totally transparent until now, a time that you control the narrative. Okay. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill in your face nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. I think you'll like it. I think you'll love it. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. And I do suggest you at least follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post. On my BitChute channel, which I also suggest you follow me on. It's where all my content eventually ends up. I don't produce. I don't put content on YouTube because that content is almost always censored. YouTube don't like me too much. I've already had 3 channels deleted. First one was quite big, and I had a lot of influence, which is why they deleted me. So I suggest you follow me on BitChute. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate what I do, go to therealistphilosopher.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and please consider making a donation. Any amount is greatly appreciated, and I could really use your help. Okay, back to the story. So, man-hating feminism is turning us into narcissists. Yeah, I think that feminism has always been man-hating. They've just been about hiding it because from the very beginning, they needed men's support, they needed men's approval to get feminism pushed, to get feminist laws put onto the books, and to turn the culture into a gynocentric one, a matriarchal one, not something that could happen without men as their allies. And men were far less likely to be your allies if you were open about your man hate, which is a foundational part of feminism. So they hid it. They wrap feminism up in a lot of golden wrapping paper and, you know, tassels and glitter and, oh, the packaging is so nice. But what's underneath is fundamentally about man hate. So first wave and many second wave feminists fought for equality and suffrage, which is a bunch of bullshit. Suffrage is bullshit because women don't deserve equal representation under the law because they don't have equal responsibility. And as for equality, equality of what? Equality they don't deserve because they don't have. If you're talking about equality under the law, again, they don't have equal responsibility, so they shouldn't have equal rights. Equal protection under the law, yes, to a certain extent. To the extent that those laws don't grant them rights that had not been earned with responsibility. Once you get to that point, they don't deserve those rights. They don't deserve that protection under the law. If that protection works to give them some kind of positive outcome, positive right that requires responsibility for a man to earn and to get. And if he doesn't adopt, if he doesn't take on that responsibility, he goes to jail. Like the draft! And suffrage, women shouldn't have the vote because they're not required to go to war and they don't pay any effective taxes. Sadly, though, third wave feminists, you mean fourth? And by the way, there's no such thing as waves. The whole wave thing is bullshit. There's no first, there's no second, no third, no fourth wave, okay? It's just women becoming ever more comfortable with being honest about what feminism is all about. That's why they seem to have gotten more extreme, but they're just getting more transparent in regards to their motives. Yeah, sadly, second and third wave feminists like to ignore women's rights abuses around the world to focus on sexual empowerment, man-hating, and bashing women who disagree with them. Person who wrote this article, who is clearly, totally, completely, and totally blind to what feminism really is, even though you claim to be a feminist. Did you ever stop to think that that was the end goal? That that was the eventual outcome? The unavoidable one? The man hate? The total ignoring of the suffering of women if the focus on that suffering doesn't serve their self-interest? Did you ever stop to think that what feminism has become is what it's always been? No, I never thought of that. Of course you didn't. Like all good ideologues, you don't know how to think for yourself. This sense of self-importance is not only toxic and against the original feminist movement, but it's turning women into narcissists. Original feminist movement based on the idea that men are enslavers and oppressors, and that marriage is evil and enslaves and oppresses women, and that by its very nature, marriage is an oppressive institution. That's always been the message that feminism has taught women, yet somehow being toxic isn't what feminism has always been. What? Modern feminism suggests that women can do no wrong. All feminism just suggests that. By the way, women have been against accountability since the start of time. I can remember back a long time, yo. I can remember the late 60s, early 70s. Women were just as immune to accountability then as they are now, okay? Nothing has changed. Women have always been beings that in their own minds can do no wrong, okay? Total, complete bullshit. That it's a recent phenomenon. Oh, women have only just now started to, reject accountability, but there was a time when they, held themselves to account. Total bullshit. That's never been the case. Okay, give me a break. Women have always been about passing around the blame, socializing the blame, blaming others, collectivizing bad outcomes, while centralizing good outcomes around themselves and their own behavior. Women have always been about self-aggrandizement when they do something good, and advocating responsibility when they do something bad, okay? This is no new thing. Trust me. Have you ever heard someone suggest that there would be no more wars if women ruled the world? Yeah, I've absolutely heard that. They haven't studied history. They're real fucking dummies. They don't know that there have been plenty of examples throughout history where women ruled, and anybody that studied would discover that there's actually more war, more violence, more strife when women run the fucking show. I even heard this sentiment echoed from history professors when I was in college. I had some very stupid history professors. It's a ridiculous argument for many reasons, but mainly because it's historically false. Yeah, no shit. We don't have to go back too far in history to prove this is incorrect. For former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is famous for her involvement in the Falklands War in 82. Yeah, she was a fucking warmonger, man. She was anything but peaceful, yo. Although women are biologically wired to be more agreeable than men, not so much, especially with feminism. History proves that women can be just as cruel in positions of power. Yeah, and by the way, the majority of men, during a time when there were less resources and war and encroaching on the territory of your neighbors was necessary, they were by and large doing it to feed their women, and they were acting as proxies for their women. So it's all about taking care of their women. So this idea that, you know, if women ruled the world, there'd be no war. What are you talking about? Women would be just as ineffective at accruing wealth, resources in a world ruled by women as they are in a world ruled by men. The reason that these men are going out and fighting wars and doing all this shit is, generally speaking, to provide for their women and their families. People are so dumb. Powerful female leaders in history like Queen Isabella of Castile, Queen Elizabeth I of England, and Wu Zetian of China were infamous for waging war and or violence. Yeah. Because until recent history, resources were very scarce. People weren't very efficient at accruing them, at producing them. And, you know, all it took was one bad fucking crop, and then you got to invade your neighbor's fucking territory. Violence was a part of life. If you weren't violent, you and your tribe, you and your clan, you and your country, whatever scale we're talking about, wouldn't fucking survive. It wasn't because men existed. It's because reality exists. According to the National Bureau of Economics, Europe's queens were 27% more likely than its kings to wage war between 1480 and 1913. Yeah. Could be because they were bad rulers. Their choices in ruling resulted in negative outcomes, which then required them to go to war more. Regardless, There you go. 27% more likely than its kings to wage war. Whoa, but Deputy Lish Wayman was running the show. Yeah. Bullshit. This sentiment that women leaders equal no war stems from the man-hating branch of feminism. That's bullshit. Let me tell you. Feminism is man-hating. The whole thing, there is no man-hating branch and non-man-hating branch when the foundational principle, the underlying foundation, the fundamental teachings of feminism are based on the idea, whatever branch you want to talk about, that men are oppressors, patriarchy is evil, it's bad, men have oppressed women since the dawn of friggin' time, marriage is oppressive, it's slavery, men enslave women, men oppress women, that's the whole entire underlying foundation of all feminism. You can't then say that my feminism is the one that doesn't hate men when it teaches and is based upon the idea that men enslave women and oppress them. I mean, that's supposedly why feminism came about and is pushed to free us from the patriarchy. Don't then turn around and tell me you don't hate men when you teach and believe that men oppress women. Stupid. This is just gaslighting. This whole article is gaslighting. And I bet this idiot doesn't even realize that they're gaslighting. Probably believes this bullshit, which promotes the idea that everything men do is wrong and everything women do is right. That's just feminism. There's no branch of feminism that's teaching this. This is all feminism. For a movement that originally started as a fight for equality. Yeah, what equality? Again, you deserve equality under the law insofar as you should be free from being treated more negatively in court than a man. But rights are not something that you should automatically get. They're privileges that are earned via accepting responsibility. And when have you ever known women to do that? They want all the privileges without the responsibilities. Yeah, they want equality with men. But this is so interesting to me. They always make this argument, we weren't treated equally to men historically. Yeah, but you weren't contributing equally either. You weren't required to go to war and risk getting your head blown off, and you weren't and still aren't paying taxes. And by the way, at least in America, I think men only had to vote about 86 years or something longer than women. For the majority of history, men didn't have the vote either. It was just land owners, people who had skin in the game and had a vested interest in governing, being governed correctly to protect their interests. Which should be all our interests, protecting property rights. Only taxpayers should be able to vote, because if you allow non-taxpayers to vote, they're going to vote for policies that are redistributionist in nature. But anyway, we're quickly approaching the time when feminists promote female superiority to men rather than female equality. I got news for you. Women have always thought they're better than men. Women have always thought this, all right? You've got these Camille Paglias out there. You've got all these supposed good feminists trying to run around and convince people, gaslight people into believing that feminism is good. It's just that it's modern feminism that is bad. There are no ways. Now, if there's anything that is seen as negative or bad about feminism, we'll just label it as, oh, well, that was second wave. That's not third wave. Now we're in fourth wave. You see, there's good feminism and bad, you see, because the second wave was, when second wave was going on, we didn't have this, so that's the good feminism. See, there's no bad feminism in second wave. Second wave is good feminism. There's just, this thing, and this fourth wave, that's not real feminism. This is real feminism. No, it's all real feminism, okay? These are distinctions without an actual difference. Do you understand? The easiest way for a group to build its sense of identity is through the rejection or the demeaning of that group's opposition. Yeah. Puts asses in the seats. Yeah. It's a lot of donations. Yeah. In order for atheists to present themselves as rational and intelligent, they have to present the religious as superstitious and foolish. That's true. That is true. Yeah. This is certainly easier and more effective. But by the way, wouldn't that mean that it's kind of a central pillar of what you believe? No. Oh, no. This is certainly easier and more effective than consistently being rational and intelligent. In order for America to think of itself as strong and important, it has to think of Europe as being weak and worthless. Not necessarily. And in order for women to think of themselves as compassionate, they have to think of men as violent. Not necessarily. But anyway, Crispin argues that this attitude leads to a sense of grandiose self-importance. Well, are you then saying that this attitude is part and parcel of feminism and being a feminist? Therefore, how could there be a good feminism? Anyway, making some modern feminists think they're more important simply because they're women. Don't they all think that? This is all women these days. This is all modern women. This sense of self-importance and lack of empathy for others. Yeah, because women have never been empathetic. That is a total, complete lie. Leads to narcissism, as Crispin writes. It's a failure of empathy to identify yourself only with those who resemble you. Well, yeah. This is as narcissistic as working exclusively in your own self-interest. I don't agree with that. Now, I do think that your own self-interest, as long as you're not a parent, because once you're a parent, you abdicate your own self-interest because you got to do what's best, what's most important for your kid. Once you have a kid, you've entered into a contractual obligation, in my mind, that obligates you to do what's best for that kid. So you have to do away with self-interest and act in that child's best interest. But otherwise, acting in your own self-interest is actually a good thing. So this person automatically, in my mind, labels themselves a commie, pinko scumbag, which is what most feminists are. But, oh, she's not a feminist, and she is. She's a good feminist. Yeah, right. I can't think of a more relevant example of this phenomenon than that the Bachelorette fans witnessed during the season 17 finale. Bachelorette Katie Thurston brought her family to meet her final pick, Blake Moynes, and Katie's Aunt Lindsay treated him horribly. I don't watch that show, so... But it is true, most women these days view men as disposable and don't hold them in very high esteem. I thought Lindsay's behavior was disgusting, as well as the perfect example of how the notion of being empowered can turn into being a narcissist. What? Where's the empowerment for men? Is my question. By the way, hasn't feminism always been about empowerment? That empowerment is required to create the very equality that's necessary? And we don't want to empower men because the whole idea is to bring women onto an even keel, and if we continue to empower men. Well, history's been all about empowering men. The whole world is created to empower men, right? Men don't need empowerment. It's women that need empowerment to create equality. Meanwhile, no. if you're saying that empowerment was what made men able to be so far above women, and that we don't need empowerment for men, then what you're actually saying is that you have to bring men down. Which modern feminists all say, no, feminism is not about bringing men down, it's just about elevating women by de-elevating men. Don't men need empowerment too? I mean, you're saying that men don't need empowerment. I never understood that. Why don't men need empowerment? This argument that the whole world is designed around empowering men, I don't see any examples of that anywhere. It's because there aren't, and it isn't. It never has been. But anyway, many fans agreed with me, and there are memes to prove it, that Lindsay came across as a bitter man-hater. Yeah, that's most women these days, yeah. Of course, they don't seem to understand that that man-hate is fed by the very notion of chasing the top 20% of men, which is what most women do, and that top 20% of men, most of them will never settle down. They're just going to continue banging broad after broad after broad because they can, because they're the best-looking, or the richest, or both, and so they don't have to settle down. They have no inclination to do so, and these women seem to think that getting into these guys' pants, getting into their bed, means they can get them to sign that piece of paper and put a ring on their finger, and when that doesn't happen, oh, they get bitter and angry, even though it was their very actions chasing that top 20%, which led to the rejection that they experienced. They're basically chasing the wrong men. But it's the men's fault. Being sarcastic and condescending doesn't make her seem like a strong woman. Makes her seem rude and immature. Yeah. Strength means protecting those who are weak, not attacking those who are below you. Yeah, and viewing women as superior and men as beneath women seems to be something that most feminists do. So Emily B. of Screen Rant wrote, when Blake used his own parents' failed marriage as an example that he has learned from and one that will help him not make similar mistakes in his future marriage, she laughed and mocked him. Yeah, well, how many women are learning from their past mistakes? How many need to? Based on her rude and outrageous behavior, it seemed like it did not really matter who the guy was that Katie picked was. She would have verbally attacked any male that Katie brought home because, in her eyes, he just would not be good enough. Well, that's some aunt. Yeah, I bet she's single. Unfortunately, some fans thought that Lindsay's rude behavior was necessary because she made some good points. Though Lindsay is correct that marriage is hard work, she didn't have to treat Blake like he was a piece of gum stuck on the bottom of her shoe to make her point. I didn't see it, so, you know, I don't have a frame of reference. A few simple questions about how they would make the relationship work would have sufficed, but Lindsay felt the need to take it too far. Okay, anyway. I don't even know that I need to continue, because I didn't see this. But anyway, Lindsay also failed to acknowledge the possibility that Katie herself could contribute to problems in their potential relationship. Oh, no, of course. Women have been taught they can do no wrong. It's definitely become compounded, but again, women seeing accountability like kryptonite, it's always been that way. It's just become more extreme because of feminism. You know the phrase, happy wife, happy life. It may be a cute phrase, but the idea is incredibly toxic. Yeah, it is. It implies that the woman is always right, and the smart men will learn to shut up and take all the responsibility for any perceived wrong, whether or not it's their fault. It also implies that the woman is the center of the universe, and the man's not really important in the relationship, nor are his needs. How can we expect to have a good husband when we constantly treat them like they're always wrong and we as women are always right? Well, you can't, which is the whole point. Feminism was only ever designed with the idea in mind of breaking up relationships, destroying marriage, and making such completely untenable. It has nothing to do with equality, because equality is impossible. This attitude does nothing but make us miserable and prevent us from growing. Well, yeah. It's anti-growth. That's the point. Did you ever stop to think that, writer? Did you ever stop to think that, Mr. Writer of this article? That's the point. Anti-growth? No. Never stop to think that. When you're going through a breakup, it's easy to blame the guy who broke your heart. Yeah, especially when you choose a guy that you know or you should know is going to break your heart. Yeah. The guy that's in the top 5%, he's not going to settle down with you, an average-looking broad. It's much easier to become bitter and angry over the breakup. If he's going to settle down with anybody, he's going to settle down with a woman who's in the top 5% in the looks and body shape category. He's not going to settle for a 5 or 6 or even a 7. Unless you're in his league, you're just a booty call. That you don't understand that, well, that's your fault. Deluded yourself, ladies. It's much easier to become bitter and angry over the breakup than to take a look at yourself and recognize the possibility that you contributed to the downfall of the relationship, especially if you're choosing a guy that's out of your league. I've been in this situation before, and you can only heal from the breakup if you recognize that you messed up too. This not only speeds up the healing process. You'd think these ladies would be good at that, the way that they ride the cock carousel, yo. But can help prevent us from making the same mistakes in future relationships. That takes self-awareness, yeah. The notion that women can do no wrong and that men are trash not only turns us into narcissists, but it prevents us from being happy. Of course. Perfect example comes from conservative commentator Tommy Lahren. I was just talking about her. Who posted an Instagram Live last year lamenting that men are trash. Yeah. It's amazing how she can't find a happy relationship thinking that men are all trash. It's a mystery why she's alone. She discussed the issues she and her female friends, were all just like her, had with dating. She must have thought she would come off as sympathetic or rightfully fed up. It just shows how deluded she is. But she just came off as a judgmental and mean-spirited individual. In her eyes, everything wrong with dating is all men's fault. Yeah. And she and her friends are just perfect women who are suffering the treatment of terrible men. Her rant only exposed how prevalent this phenomenon is, but that it also affects women who don't even identify as feminists. And by the way, she's a feminist. I don't care what she identifies as. You can identify as someone who's not a leper, but if you're a leper, you're a leper, no matter what you say. What Lahren failed to do in her viral rant was recognize how she could have contributed to the downfall of her past relationships. In response, marriage coach and author and podcast host Suzanne Venker, she's red-pilled for a woman, Suzanne Venker, I'll admit that. If you and your friends all have the same problem with men, there's likely something about you and them that repels the kind of men for whom you're looking. Yeah. The very argument that Tommy Lahren tried to make about men, individual men, that she's dated. It takes a good dose of maturity to look at it this way, but the way forward is not to cast blame. I agree to a certain extent, but sometimes you need to cast blame. It depends. It's contextual and depends upon the situation. But anyway, the way forward is to look inward to see what you might be doing wrong. Finker's right. We can only control our own behavior and our own growth, both of which massively impact our happiness. Yep. And the best thing a man can do is avoid long-term relationships with women. Or at the very least, don't marry them, don't live with them, and don't have kids with them. You need to be very protective these days of your well-being, gentlemen. You need to think about everything you do and how it could be used against you, because women are incentivized to use your actions against you, even if it's just hurt feelings. Protect yourself, gentlemen. Anyhow, closing thoughts. Modern day feminism, it's just feminism. Modern day feminism often paints the picture that women can do no wrong and men are always wrong. This is not only misandrist, yeah, but, you know. Just like racism, feminists don't believe that women can be sexist toward men because men control everything. Because all feminism is cultural Marxism. Oh, you can't be racist against Whitey because he's in charge. Is he, though? Is he really? That's a stupid idea, by the way. It's a special pleading argument. It's totally, completely nonsensical and illogical. But anyway, this is not only misandrist, correct, but it can prevent women from improving their lives by sinking them in narcissism disguised as empowerment. Yeah. This idea that women need some kind of empowerment to begin with is totally, completely constructivist. It's totally, completely comes from the school of social constructivism. I got news for you. Women don't need empowerment. What they need is to be treated white like women. You want to empower women? Teach them about reality and what actually brings happiness. You can fight your nature as much as you want, but the truth of the matter is, the more you live in line with your own nature as a man or a woman, generally speaking, the more likely you are to be happy. Yes, there's exceptions to the rule. There are exceptions. You got lesbos out there. You got homos out there. And they want to munch them off and they don't want to have kids. Same goes for the, homos, except instead of munching muff, they want to munch on cock. But generally speaking, most people would be happiest, man working, providing for the woman and kids, and the woman staying at home and taking care of the house and the kids. Generally speaking, that would make women most happy. And I guarantee you that this writer would not advocate that message, even though she's supposedly a good feminist. I argue there's no such thing. This has turned the fight for gender equality into a toxic movement, and it's truly sad to watch. Yeah. Watch the reality. Watch the truth. She's just trying to gaslight you into believing the feminism, that there is some kind of good feminism out there. I would argue there is no such thing as good feminism. All feminism is bad. All feminism is evil. Is that the ant? That big fat pig holding the flowers? Yeah. Looking at the man and laughing? Yeah. You know, she's had no success with men. It's because of her attitude. But of course, no, it's the men's fault. It's not the fact that I'm 200 pounds, built like a linebacker, and have hated men since, the first time I was able to form words. Yeah. So there you go, yet another article trying to gaslight men into believing there's such a thing as positive feminism. So let me know what you think. Is there such a thing as good feminism, positive feminism, feminism that isn't man-hating, or is there no way to escape it? Is man-hate built into the foundations of the ideology of the movement itself? Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you would, BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, which is where all my content eventually ends up. I suggest you follow me there. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw red pills that I deliver to you twice a week, then please consider going and checking out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. I could really use your help.